This is the Como Afternoon News on Como News Radio.
Como News Time 4:17. Good afternoon. Jeremy Grader at the editor's desk this afternoon. I'm Brian Calvert in for Tom Hutler along with Jane Shannon. And we've all heard the term sustainable a lot in recent years, particularly when it applies to food. But do you know what it means? I'm not quite sure I know what it means. So we called in the expert this afternoon. King County's eco-consumer Tom Watson is here. And Tom, when we say sustainable, when it applies to food, what exactly does that mean?
Well, I don't know about expert, but I always love coming in and talking to you guys. And sustainable, today we're going to talk a little bit about sustainable seafood. And that means trying to keep a supply of seafood for all of us who love seafood without overfishing or resulting in what they call bycatch, where fish that the fisher people don't want gets thrown away, or fishing from areas that are polluted. So safe and healthy seafood without depleting the fish populations.
So, well, let's talk about commercial fishing here in our state a little bit. Are we doing it right or not?
There are some very creative measures being taken to try to make the area fisheries more sustainable. And I would say that the Northwest is a leader. Not everything is perfect, but there are a number of our fisheries where they are trying things like there's this program with the Environmental Defense Fund and some area fishermen, and they actually put monitors on the boats to make sure that there is not overfishing. And then they label the fish that those fishermen catch with a label that says no overfishing guaranteed. And that label goes to the wholesalers, and eventually it's going to be places like Whole Foods, I believe. So there are these labels that consumers can look for, and we are leaders in many ways in the Northwest, our fishing industry.
I was going to ask, that's kind of, I was looking for the role of consumers in all this, and if you want to support sustainable seafood and that type of catch, you can do it at our level, right?
Yes, that's what's so great now, because most grocery stores now and places where they sell fish, like the Pike Place Market and other places, they have the fish labeled. They tell you where it's from and how it's caught in many cases. If not, you can ask, and consumers should demand that. And then you can make sure that it's on one of these lists. There's all these great programs. There's one called Seafood Watch that is a program of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. A partner is the Seattle Aquarium, and that lists the sustainable fish and fish to avoid.
All right. Tom, always good advice. I always learn something when you stop by. Appreciate it. And you're going to be on Como 4.
Yes, in just a few minutes, we're actually going to show some cool fish.
Okay.
And we're going to taste some, too. So we might have some left over. You guys come over and get some with us.
So the slogan is, if you want to see some cool fish, watch Como 4? Is that what it is?
I guess so.
Okay.
Something like that.
Thanks, Tom.
Exactly.